Yes, ma'am. What's your name, ma'am?
Lorraine Rodriguez, 315047.
Okay, the Honorable Mr. Galanis will conduct your hearing. He will be the lead, sir, ma'am.
Okay.
Ms. Rodriguez, can you hear me clearly?
Yes, I do.
Can you state your full name and agency number for the record?
Lorraine Rodriguez. My ADC number is 315047.
Thank you. And good morning.
Excuse me?
I said, and good morning. I'm saying good morning.
Oh, good morning.
You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is regarding the one alleged violation listed under the warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on June 14, 2018. Is that correct, ma'am?
Yes.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you can hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Hearing your attorney with you while you're representing yourself today.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes.
Are you representing yourself today?
I really can't understand you.
I don't know what we're having yet. Microphone issues here. I'm going to say this again. That form that you signed listed your hearing rights. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
One of those rights is that you can hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Hearing your attorney with you, are you representing yourself today, ma'am?
I'm representing myself.
Thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. You cannot see us, as this is a telephone hearing, but in the hearing room, we have the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Ms. Dale Rittenhouse, our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright, the Honorable Mr. David Neal, and my name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for this hearing.
Okay.
Also in the room is our Community Corrections Officer, Mr. Westby, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as the Referral Officer.
Okay.
Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So Ms. Rodriguez and Mr. Westby, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
I do.
Ms. Rodriguez, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked.
Yes, I did.
When I read the allegation to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe the allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections, and we can talk about it. But keep in mind, the board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I will begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in the criminal laws of the company as follows. Violation of condition number three, as demonstrated by your act, changing your place of residence at TLC 132 South Robeson, Mesa, Arizona, on or about March 18, 2018, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts are unknown, thus you're absconding from supervision. Ms. Rodriguez, is this true or false?
True.
Thank you, ma'am. Based on Ms. Rodriguez's admission, I move to find a delinquent issue by way of the terms and conditions of her supervision and that she may have or have passed to the criminal ways for the company.
Second.
Agree. Seconded by Mr. Neal, DuPont by Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, and Ms. Rittenhouse. Ms. Rodriguez, we are now going to move to the second phase of your hearing, and it is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Westby is going to give us additional background information, additional background information regarding your case. If you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly for questions, and you'll be able to speak to the board in detail, okay, ma'am?
Okay.
Thank you. Mr. Westby.
This Rodriguez was released from Arizona Department of Corrections on February 7th, 2018. She was arrested May 13th, 2018 by Baldwin PD in California on new misdemeanor charge of trespassing. She was back in DOC custody May 13th, 2018 with an adjusted community supervision end date of October 3rd, 2018, 56 abscond days. Current conviction, 2016, disorderly conduct, 2 years. She has no prior convictions. This is her first term in DOC. CUIO score 33, mental health score 1, substance abuse score 2. There's no gang information noted, no prior terms of supervision. Her disciplinary violations are minimal with threats noted. Other arrests, 2004, unlawful use of means of transportation, California, felony conviction, probation. 2004, burglary, California, felony conviction, probation. 1994, narcotic drug violation, California, disposition unknown. 2006, controlled substance violation, California, felony conviction, probation. Her community risk score is a G4V4. And May 21st, 2018, per a note per the jail, subject's local charge has been time served, and she was ready for pickup to be transported back to Arizona on May 13th, 2018.
Thank you, Mr. Westby. Okay, Ms. Rodriguez, I'm going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary.
Okay.
Just 1 second.
March.
I see. We have further down in notes that you were referred to task for random analysis with a color code 9. You had one UA that was negative on March 1st. You referred to CHC for anger management. You completed the intake process at CHC, but you did not complete the program. So am I correct that you didn't complete the program because you absconded?
Yes, sir.
Okay, just some questions. I think you somewhat answered these already, but what were you doing for the 56 days that you were missing from community supervision?
What happened?
Yeah.
Well, the day that I left the program, which was on March 18th, my father passed away March 19th. So I had reported to my parole officer. She wasn't in. I texted her, and then when I called, I had talked to another lady. This lady gave me until March 30th to go back and turn myself in. But since we cremated my dad, there was, I had to try and raise the money so we could get his ashes. So right now they're still on hold. And I ended up getting arrested on May 12th.
I see. And so why did you make no contact with your parole officer? Because?
I didn't. I kept contact.
Well, you didn't make any, you did not visit your parole officer's office. So are you saying that for the entire time that you're missing that you were calling your parole officer?
The entire time that I was gone, from the time that I left in March, I contacted my parole officer three times. Two times my parole officer didn't answer her phone, so I left her messages, text messages. And then the third time, somebody else answered at the parole office, and they gave me until March 30th, because I had talked to someone, but I didn't get the name.
Okay, and what were you doing that caused the Baldwin Park Police Department to make contact with you when you were arrested?
Well, I ended up using my sister's name.
Oh, okay, you used your sister's name?
Yes, sir.
But why did the police make contact with you?
Because I was crossing through an open field and it was private property.
Okay. I'm going to take some additional information from our community corrections officer, if you'll just wait 1 second, Ms. Rodriguez. Yes.
I'm reviewing the phone notes from Ms. Rodriguez's parole officer. I do not see that there were any notes of any contact she had. It seemed like after calling her mother and all the other contacts possible, that was on March 26th. March 30th, 2018, is a note from parole supervisor Oliveri that says absconder reduction letters were mailed to a couple of addresses, one of them being in Baldwin Park on Marika Avenue, and another one that was on Center Street in Baldwin Park. And letters had stated if she came in, the charges or the warrant would be quashed. However, there was no contact from her after that point, and that was dated March 30th of 2018.
Thank you, Mr. Westby. Back to you, Ms. Rodriguez. I'm going to ask my fellow board members, do they have any questions for you? I have no questions from fellow board members. Ma'am, we're getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't tell us anything that you've already shared, but this is your hearing. So is there anything else that you feel is important for the board to know?
No, sir.
Thank you. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like that we're speaking with you directly, especially because we're on the telephone, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself before we come to our individual votes. So if we'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision. Thank you, ma'am.
All right, thank you.
The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, this is an unfortunate case. I do feel for Ms. Rodriguez, with her father passing away. It sounds like that she went back to California to help her family when Fortunately, that was in violation of the conditions of her supervision, plus she had absconded for 56 days until she was arrested by the Baltimore Police Department for, I think again, what appears to be misdemeanor trespassing, in which she was given time served. So based on everything that we've gathered, I'm not finding her suitable for returning her to community supervision, but I am certainly open to the input of my colleagues.
Great.
Therefore, we're going to make a motion, and that is based on the information provided for us in Warrant Number 2018-W0886, a discussion with Ms. Rodriguez, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as she was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapses, was about to lapse with some of the company. It is much that she disappeared from community supervision for 56 days in which we could not monitor activity, and that is my motion.
Second.
Agree.
So seconded by Mr. Neal.
Yes?
Yes. Thank you. Seconded by Mr. Neal, reappointed by Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, and Ms. Rittenhouse. Ms. Rodriguez, your supervision has been revoked, and you will be released on or about, we're going to check the date here. Was that, I'm sorry, October 3rd, 2018? So that is approximately 3 months away. So yep. We encourage you to take advantage of the remainder of your sentence to pursue any program and to put together a plan for your safe return to the community. We do wish you a productive and safe return back in October. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place, and we'd appreciate it if you give a phone to your CO3. Thank you.
So does that mean on October 3rd I'll be able to go back home to California?
Yes, according to AIMS, according to their time calculation, you will no longer have a community corrections officer to be off of community supervision. And if I'm not mistaken, we'll be able to move about as you wish.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.